And welcome back. This is James McCanny sitting in for Daniel Brigman today. And typically I'm a guest right about now. And so they called me up the other day and they said, Daniel will be out of town. Could I be host? So here I am. And my guest today, Jim Fetzer, professor emeritus from the University of Minnesota and retired, doing a lot of work. When we ended the last segment, Jim was talking about everything that's led us up to this point, the Mueller investigation, the Ukraine thing, and of course there were dozens of other things thrown in the middle there too, going back to the Stormy Daniels. I mean, just thing, you know, monkey wrench after monkey wrench being thrown into the ability of this country to operate normally, and then the coronavirus thing, when that was finally waning, people were not wearing their masks anymore, people were going back to work, all of a sudden there's this false flag event in Minneapolis, clearly a staged event with George Floyd, and what actually happened there. I watched that video, and the emergency staff comes out of this ambulance, grab him by the arm, don't check his pulse, don't check for any vital signs. They don't know what's going on. They just arrived on the scene, back up, grab him by the arm and throw him on a stretcher and throw him in the ambulance and drive away. Absolutely the worst acting. I mean, even a bad TV show would have better acting than this. This was a C-rated movie done by, you know, just totally amateur. But so then it kicks off the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, you know, taking over protests. And then the destruction of major portions of downtown areas in major cities. But the question is, where's this going? And so this thing will have a lifetime, as they all do. And when the public's interest wanes, there will be other events. These are all planned. The coronavirus thing, there was a webpage you could go to that had all of the daily activities, including what the news media should report for the coronavirus thing. It's all planned, completely 100% planned. I'd say it's safe today to say that we don't know if a single person actually died from coronavirus or COVID-19. It's not certain that anybody, any single person actually died from that. There does appear to be something. There was a respiratory issue. I mean, this could have been caused by people dropping what I call fairy dust, nanoparticles into an area where a group of people in an area all got lung infections of some kind. There's really no testing that would tell us that this was COVID-19. There's the test where they say that you know, so many people have tested positive. That test is a bogus test. It doesn't test for coronavirus or COVID-19. It's the old PCR antibody test. And if you would have taken 100 people 10 years ago and given them that test, all 100 people, probably 20 to 60% of a random group would have tested positive. And that's what the corrupt medical industry has been using to diagnose cancer, prostate cancer, especially in men. So at any rate, where is this going in the future? And the thing I wanted to throw out, Jim, is I think that NASA, before this is all over, and this is to disrupt the I'm getting some background noise. I'm not sure what it is. Something's rustling. I'm getting some background noise. But where's this going? And I think that this is my own opinion, and I hope I head this off at the pass so it doesn't happen. But I've always expected NASA to come in with a false flag CME event where they would then pull the plug on the electric grid. And Jim, what do you think about that? Because
you might want to spell out for the audience, James, a little more what you mean by a CME event, because we want everyone to understand what we're talking about.
Well, there was an event called the Harrington event. It was in the 1800s, in which telegraph lines were fried and other effects were measured. But it was a coronal mass ejection is the scientific term, CME. And what it is, it's a big solar flare from the sun, and it causes an electromagnetic pulse that travels through the atmosphere and the ground and can damage electrical equipment, potentially the grid. And I've been doing some work recently on trying to make sure that that doesn't happen, preventative measures. But I have said for a long time, when the chips get down, when things are really, when they're getting right up to the nose of trying to take down the United States, NASA will come marching in with a false CME. In other words, they will set up their equipment, they're monitoring the sun equipment, and make a claim that there's this massive CME coming, and then literally shut down the electrical grid. But one way we'll be able to tell this is a false flag is that other countries and other places will have had no damage at all. It'll only be in certain developed areas like Europe and the United States.
Well, James, let me just underline that if that is a prospect, then every American has to prepare for the possibility that something like this may happen, which means to ensure that you have enough food on hand to endure for at least a couple of weeks. And frankly, with all the looting and vandalism that's taking place, I think the misbegotten gun control agenda of the Democratic Party has been laid to rest. Any American recognizing, especially when they're threatening to take down police departments, that we may have to fend for ourselves. You're going to find in urban centers that gangs are going to have turf wars, that they're going to control their areas, and your life may depend on whether you're perceived as a threat to the gang or not, because there will be no police to enforce the laws. You're going to have vigilante justice. I do believe the militias will make a difference and for the good, because they'll be seeking to uphold the rights of citizens who have been placed at dire risk by disbanding the police departments. But it's going to be coming close to what the British political philosopher Thomas Hobbes called the war of all against all, roughly every man for himself. And if anyone in the United States thinks that's a bad idea, and frankly, it's deplorable, you do not want to support politicians who are advocating defunding the police. What we need actually is the opposite. We need more funds for the police. It's been established in New York City, for example, that when Rudy Giuliani became the mayor, he really did clean up the city, and he did it by putting more funding into police departments. He put more cops on the beat. It's well known by extensive experience of the past that the more cops you have out there, the lower the rate of crime. And that's for the obvious reason that the criminals don't want to get caught. Now, if you get rid of the police departments, the criminals aren't going to worry about getting caught. They're going to know they've got the run of the place. They got free fire zones, which is why all of this is completely lunatic. So, James, I hope you're completely wrong. But if that is a prospect, and I cannot myself say that it won't happen, then every American family needs to be prepared. This is to adopt a bit of a survivalist outlook, because if the electric grid goes down, that's going to be catastrophic for the country. There have been estimates that if the grid were down for an indefinite period, that the effects upon American families and the American people would be devastating, simply devastating. So what you have to do is to prepare to cope. If you have never undertaken the study of marksmanship, I think now is not too soon. Yesterday would have been better. As a former Marine Corps officer, at one point I had 15 DIs and 300 recruits under my command going through the training cycle, including marksmanship training. Now, since Nixon abolished the draft for political reasons because the anti-war protests were undermining his authority in his own mind, American families have largely been nonchalant about decisions of war and peace and left it up to the executive branch, which is very, very bad. If we were to restore the draft, I mean, it sounds counterintuitive. If we were to restore the draft, we'd not only have American families taking a much more active interest in decisions of war and peace, contacting their congressmen and their senators about decisions, for example, to become involved in the Middle East, which was turns out to have been a terrible, terrible idea. And if on some occasion I have the opportunity, I can give you A to Z on 9/11, what happened there, whereas I have already observed virtually everything we were told by the government about 9/11 is provably false. And we'd also have the residual benefit that the younger generation would have been instilled with a certain sense of military discipline and the ability to use firearms. It turns out that's a great residual strength of a nation, that it has a population that is familiar with and capable of using firearms in the national defense. Many Americans do not know, but at the beginning of or before Pearl Harbor, Emperor Hirohito of Japan contemplated invading the United States. But he was warned by his military advisors it would be a great mistake because there'd be a sniper behind every blade of grass. So instead, he launched the air and naval attack on Pearl Harbor. Having in excess of 100 million armed Americans is our greatest source of national defense ultimately, because these are citizen soldiers who can come to the aid of the nation were we to confront a foreign invader. The very existence of a large population precluded the Emperor of Japan from invading the United States. But with the abolition of the draft, we do not have the process that would routinely qualify our young people to have familiarity with firearms, to be able to come to the aid of the nation where necessary. In Israel, for example, every single young person serves 2 years in the Israeli Defense Forces, are trained in all kinds of weapons. They frequently serve on security details. And while I lament the brutal way in which the Israelis treat the Palestinians, which is one of the greatest civil rights issues of our time, human rights issues of our time, it's in part because American police forces have been sent to Israel to be trained in techniques like the knee on the neck that we saw illustrated in Minneapolis. That's not an American law enforcement technique. That's an Israeli military technique where the Israelis are treating American police forces to conduct themselves toward American citizens as they conduct themselves toward Palestinians. And of course, right here at home, in the case of a 9/11 attack, if someone's breaking into your home, and because you are unarmed, you call the police to come to help you because they have guns and you do not, it can take as long as 20 minutes for the police to respond where the mayhem occurs in the first 5 or 6. So by the time the cops show up, your daughter may have been raped, your wife may have been murdered, you may have been mugged because you were unable to defend yourself. We even have the lunacy of a community, a Deerfield outside of Chicago, that has banned gun ownership among its population. And I say, and in the context we're in today, it is all the more telling. What if looting and rioting broke out in Chicago and spilled over into Deerfield? Remember, I cited that member of the Buffalo City Council who wants the Black Lives Matter protesters and looters to move into the white suburbs. What happens then? How can Deerfield residents protect themselves? They cannot. It's completely ludicrous. It's completely insane. Let me also add that the statistics are simply overwhelming. Even Tucker Carlson, the one television program I highly recommend everyone ought to watch because it's not propaganda. Tucker has a clear mind. He's very analytical. He's not quite as aware of the extent to which we are being subjected to false flag attacks as I might like, but otherwise he's very, very astute. Only 10 unarmed blacks were killed in all of 2019 in the USA by cops, which were primarily in self-defense. 10! 10! 10. That's a very small number to be looting and protesting. Statistically, I mean, the pattern is overwhelming that blacks are far more disposed to commit crimes. They have a high propensity for criminality, and the question is simply whether it's genetic, which it may well not be, or environmental, which it probably is. But the fact is, the combination of genes and environment for our black communities means that blacks commit like 5 to 10 times more. Blacks are killed by blacks than whites are killed by whites, and 5 to 10 times more than whites are killed by blacks than blacks are killed by whites. In fact, blacks being killed by whites is the exception, not the rule. They would not have us believe it. Here's statistics from New York City for 2014, by the way. And again, I say, we can debate endlessly about whether this is genetic or cultural. I'm inclined to think it's primarily cultural because we know well that the lower socioeconomic stratas of our society are far more inclined to resort to criminal activities because they're unable to sustain themselves on the basis of lawful activities. In 2014, arrests for violent crime, murder, 62% in New York City committed by blacks in 2014, 32% by Hispanics. Shooting, 75% of the shootings in New York City in 2014 were by blacks, 22% by Latinos. So if you go back to murder, 62 plus 32 is 94% of the murders were committed by blacks and Latinos in New York City in 2014. When you combine 75 with 22, you get 97% of the shootings. Rapes, 43% of the rapes in New York City were by blacks, 46% by Latinos. Combined, that's 89% of the rapes were committed by blacks and Latinos in New York City in 2014. Now, of course, that's wildly disproportionate to the percentage of blacks and Latinos in New York City, but that's because the blacks and the Latinos are committing the crimes. It's not a matter of how many there are. That's not the determinant of who ought to be imprisoned or punished for crimes. It's who's committing the crimes. It turns out, in 2014, if New York City were all white, rapes would have dropped by 83%, murder by 91%, shooting by 96. This is not a theory. These are facts. And James, if we're going to deal with these issues objectively, we have to get the facts on the table. The Black Lives Movement is way, way over the line because they're basing their actions on false beliefs, even though they're widely held, that blacks are disproportionately punished for crime. But that's only because blacks are disproportionately committing the crimes. People, when they are incarcerated, it's through a lengthy judicial process, court appearance, trials, convictions, and so forth, when they're not pleading guilty. And yet, black activists would have us let all the criminals out of jail. What do you think is going to happen? These are people who have the propensity to commit crime. So if you let them out of jail on some misbegotten belief that they've been the subject of injustice, they're going to commit more crimes. This is completely lunatic, and I can't emphasize strongly enough that the Democratic Party has lost its way. We have a new report, by the way, that Black Lives Matter is actually a funding source for the Democratic Party, and that money being given to Black Lives Matter is going into Democratic Party coffers and distributed for their political purposes. The Democratic Party today is not the Democratic Party of the past. I myself regard myself as a JFK FDR liberal in that sense, but the party, the meaning of liberal and progressive is totally different today. I even voted twice for Bill Clinton. I look back with very mixed feelings because I think NAFTA gutted our manufacturing and industrial base. That was very bad. I even voted twice for Barack Obama. I felt at the time that having a black president of the United States meant racial strife in the United States would subside forever. Then it turns out that Barack Obama was involved in the corruption of the DNC and the Department of Justice to sabotage the Trump campaign. We even have a recent tweet from, this is astounding, a tweet from the Obama Foundation where you see a placard for George Floyd. But it was published on May 17th. George Floyd didn't officially die until May 21st. It's quite clear Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are both behind these riots, this looting, to promote the Democratic political agenda. I don't think it's going to work, but it won't be for lack of trying.
No, exactly. No, that's the amount of information that's coming out about the George Floyd issue is phenomenal. And I think that will be, you know, I have what I call the 3-day rule. When something happens, I wait 3 days to start launching opinions. And the reason is because that's usually about the amount of time it takes for people to start picking these things apart. And once you start seeing the first one, then it just cascades. So the whole issue with the George Floyd issue, people started picking that apart immediately and pointing out all the difficulties with that incident. But
James, it was so kind of you to invite me to join you today. I want to point out that on my blog at jamesfetzer.org, you can find 24 24 or more serious blogs about the coronavirus and what's going on today. I highly recommend. If you go to jimtheconspiracyguy.com, you can see the first two presentations I gave. They're right there available to you now on the coronavirus phenomenon, medical emergency or political pandemic. You can also check out, if you're so inclined, the moon landing hoax, how we know we didn't go. And by tomorrow, I should have up about the New Zealand shoe stain, where that word means trickery or deception, because what happened there and was used to confiscate guns from the Kiwis was stunning. Thanks so much, James.
Yeah, thanks, James. We're heading into a break here. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with the last segment.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil, so they'd receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And welcome back. This is James McKinney sitting in for Daniel Brigman in our last half-hour segment here. And during the break, I asked Jim Fetzer to stick around a little bit. We were going to carry this topic a little bit further in talking about what's coming in the future. And I think this is very important. First of all, Jim, I just got a breaking news here. And this starts to make sense because when we see something like, you know, the coronavirus, okay, what's the next step? You always have, and of course, there it was vaccinating everybody. The next step, what's the next step after the George Floyd murder, whatever, and then the Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the riots, et cetera, then what's the step after that? Well, they want to defund the police departments, and that's their universal cry. But the question is, what do you replace that with? And the answer is UN troops. But see, they're not saying that. If they came in saying that, saying, well, let's get rid of the police, let's bring in UN troops, that wouldn't work. But if you first get rid of the police and cause a lot of problems there, then the logical next step for some people would be, you know, because, oh, the UN troop, they're peacekeepers. They're just here to keep the peace. Well, no, that's taking the United States into third world status permanently, because once they get here, you can't get them out. And I'll just bring up a little point here. When LaVoy Finicum was basically murdered up in Oregon, when he was trying to get from one county to the next to get refuge with the sheriff, they were UN troops that were in black uniforms hiding in the trees. And they were, the UN troops were in Oregon burning farmers off their ranch because of the uranium. That's what it was all about up there, in the same in Saskatchewan. But anyway, the UN troops would be the next step. So also you had some conversation about the U.S. becoming a military state or a potential military coup in the United States.
Well, the American people still don't know this uranium deal. Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, sold off 20% of U.S. uranium reserves to Russia for a $145 million donation to the Clinton Foundation. That was with the approval of then-President Barack Obama. Now, as I have observed, if Julius and Ethel Rosenberg received the electric chair for sharing atomic secrets with the then-Soviet Union, what do Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton deserve for selling off 20% of U.S. uranium reserves to Russia? The situation is an obscenity. I have been profoundly troubled by individuals for whom I have in the past had high respect, such as James Mattis, an esteemed Marine Corps general, given I was a Marine Corps officer myself. But when he describes Trump as a threat to the Constitution, that's completely absurd. We have generals denouncing his protest crackdown plan. You have 89 former defense officials saying they are alarmed by Trump's threat to use the military to end nationwide arrest, and these include former defense officials like Secretaries Leon Panetta, Chuck Hagel, Ashton Carter, and William Cohen, who called Trump's pledge to send the U.S. military into American cities to respond to unrest shocking. Well, what does he expect the president to do? If the mayors and the local authorities are standing down, if they want to even get rid of their police forces, how is he, as the president of the United States, to fulfill his obligations under the Constitution to enforce the laws? He's a chief executive officer. I find it outrageous that these generals and former secretaries of defense are politicizing the American military. That's the last thing we need. That is the shortest route to turning the United States into a third world country. And James, if you had UN forces coming into the United States under the guise of, you know, keeping the peace, that is an invasion of the United States by foreign forces. At that point, 100 million plus armed Americans would have to turn out in defense of the nation, especially if our own military leaders were standing down and abdicating, which would be a gross violation of the oath they took to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic, because they themselves would have turned into domestic enemies of the United States by supporting foreign enemies of the United States invading the United States under the guise of peacekeeping. So this is just as disturbing and troubling as it could possibly be, James. I am profoundly upset about this. Every American has to be aware of what's going on here, because the mainstream media, which the CIA began infiltrating back in the 1950s, is not telling us. In fact, William Colby, as long ago as 1975, reported to Congress that the agency at that time owned everyone of any significance in the media, and it's only become worse these days, James. It is a profoundly disturbing situation, which is why alternative programs like Power Hour Nation, or my own The Raw Deal, which is on Revolution Radio, or my new show, The Conspiracy Guy, are so terribly important to give the American people the opportunity to learn the truth about their own history. Just as I highly recommend, check out moonrockbooks.com, because after Amazon banned our first book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, Mike Palachek, the series editor, and I realized we needed our own outlet, and we founded moonrockbooks.com, where now it's astonishing to report that of the 12 volumes we have published there, Amazon.com has banned six. Six of our books have been banned, James. It is stunning. You can still obtain them, but not through Amazon.com, where the suffocation of free speech and freedom of the press by these companies masquerading as though they were public platforms is simply disgraceful. One of the most troubling developments in the recent history of the United States.
Well, that's why I'm glad that Trump signed the executive order on social platforms that they no longer can censor. And it's, you know, or the because I have been censored from YouTube from the very beginning because of my role in exposing corruption in NASA and in science and the CIA owning and taking over NASA, et cetera. But you're right. They have infiltrated every office in the government, every agency. They're at all levels in the news media, in social media. The CIA, with its drug money, purchased Google. Google is owned by the CIA, YouTube, and the Twitter and Wikipedia. All of these outfits are controlled and controlled information. It's so obtuse. It's so difficult for people to get real information today. And, you know, these things that are going on are planned. These have been planned a long time ago. These, like you say, the George Floyd, there's a lot of indications. Even the Simpsons had the exact same incident on the Simpsons show where the police cop had the black guy down and his name was George. I mean, this is very blatant, the exact same situation, up with his head up against the tire. So this stuff is, you know, been in the works planning for a very long time. The coronavirus thing in the works planning for a very long time. So when like you say, Anthony Fauci, the little rat there, walked into the president's office one day and said, "You got to shut the country down." He was carrying out the orders of his organizations that had been in the works for years. And he was responsible for the China laboratory, the Level 4 laboratory. It was Anthony Fauci who funded it illegally with American taxpayer dollars and who knows funding from where else. But that was an American-based laboratory in China. That was the real situation.
James, it's been a real pleasure being on with you. I can't thank you enough for inviting me, and I just am so glad to have the opportunity to be back on Power Hour Nation once again. I think it's a wonderful organization. I adore Joyce Riley, and I'm very, very glad that you are thriving and prospering now on rent.
So, okay, well, thanks, Jim, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll talk to you offline. There's a lot going on.
My great pleasure, James. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care. Okay, everybody, for the last 15 minutes, what I'm going to do here is talk about an encouragement of people. This situation is heinous. That's the best word I can think of right now. These situations have been promulgated from long ago, the plans, and I guarantee you that this is not going to end. This is not... when the whole coronavirus thing started, I said, this is act one of a multi-act play. I said a three-act play because most plays are in three acts. But this, I don't think is going to be a three-act play. I think it might be a 10 or a 12-act play. But as you can see, when they're starting to talk now about bringing in UN troops into the United States, and of course, that whole issue is to bring the United States under the rule of the United Nations, which is controlled by the World Bank. The situation, however, is it's imperative for everybody to sit down, and I would encourage that you do this. I would sit down with the people in your circle of influence, your family, your whoever is basically you're responsible before, whoever's responsible for you, whatever. Sit down and say, okay, we have to sit down and make plans for the future. We have to make plans for taking care of ourselves. And I don't care if you're a millionaire or the poorest person on the planet. The real situation is that right now the people who are the poorest, who live out in the country, are self-sustaining, have their own food sources. You might consider them the poorest people. They might work very hard, but they're right now the richest people because they have their life is going to change the least to move into a very uncertain future. The closer you get your food from their own food source, the better you will be. So it's very important for you to develop food, water, energy, all of those issues, to develop them so that you are independent. And I'm in the middle of this because basically years and years ago I did this for myself. I said, okay, what do I need to become independent? And I set about to do certain things that, and what I do actually is I live what I call a double life. I live in the real world, in the modern world, and I also live in a primitive world, and I can go between these at any time. And that's important because you don't necessarily want to move completely into a primitive world. Some people might want to do that. Just, I'm done with this. I'm moving out of the city. I'm packing my car and driving, you know, to find a piece of property someplace, and I'm going to set up shop, and that's where I'm going to live. And don't anybody cross my line. You know, so that might be some people's solution. But the majority of people cannot make that big a break. And I think it's important, especially for kids, to have a social life. I think schools have been completely destroyed. So one thing, in fact, one of the very first things that the pioneers did when they came to the New World was they developed schools. They developed schools so that the kids had a place, and during the day, the adults had their time to collectively go off and work. So that was very important that for developing schools. And plus, you had people who were really educators educating the kids. And that's something we don't have today. We have professionals sitting in offices that read out of textbooks. And by the time kids get out of high school, they're really not educated. So education is not the correct term. The schools as they exist today, as they existed before the coronavirus, were not really education institutions. They were propaganda institutions taking society and family norms and destroying them. So all of these things are very necessary for people to move into the future. So, and you have to sit down and decide for yourself what's right for you. But I'd encourage people to find local sources of food, have a source of clean water, and have a way of, I'm really worried about this issue of energy, because I'm actually working with some people in the background on this issue on a national basis. So what do we do if the grid goes down? And there's dozens of issues with the grid. It's not only a CME. It's not only a solar blast or potential enemy nuclear blast that would take provide a EMP, an electromagnetic pulse that could take out the grid. It's not only those. There's many other issues because the grid is dependent on a large infrastructure of support. And so there could be many reasons for it to go down. But what I was talking about earlier when Jim Fetzer was on the show is that for a long time in the news media, and they tried to get me to be part of this, and I wouldn't be, but they have been talking about the issue of solar flares, which is a real issue. But it brings up the issue of a false flag solar flare, where they do them just like with any other false flag. They have the data created. They have the entire rollout of the news media set up, where the event takes place. They present, NASA comes on, gives its warning. There's a CME. You'd have about 7 minutes notice until the grid goes down, and wham, there you are. And you would have no way of proving this or communicating. All communications would be eliminated. All ability to go on the internet and find out, get real information. There would be a total blackout of your ability to manage on a daily basis without electricity. And so the end result is you have to be prepared for this, and you need a plan. This is something that's extremely important if you have your family, your extended group of people, that you deal with on a daily basis, that you eat with, that you have supper with, to have a plan. So if something major happens, you're not all running around with chickens with your head cut off trying to find each other, locate each other. You have a plan and a way for everybody to get back to a central location where you take care of yourselves. And I'll guarantee you something else, that if you prepare this, prepare it in a very silent way. I would not publish it to a large degree. Just do this amongst your immediate family, etc., so that they have a plan. It's something you don't have to broadcast to all the neighbors, because literally, unfortunately, you're going to be on your own, and you have to decide also if you have people who have training with firearms. And it's unfortunate it gets to this point, but you need people in your group with training, the ability to take care of yourselves. And so just a little bit of promotion of my webpage. One thing I've done is I've tried to accumulate products that are very necessary for people. I don't sell flashlights. You can buy flashlights almost any place. I don't sell a lot of things. But what I do sell are the very essentials, the water filtration, the grow towers, which is a new product, and people are buying these. This is a product, as people become aware of it. It's a very good idea. It's the ability to grow vegetables in a small, clean space. It's basically an aeroponics, it's called. It's a vertical grow tower, and you can have up to 20, 30 plants in a little column, or you can buy kits up to 12 towers, or you can also have commercial systems. And so anyway, all of that information is on my webpage. And of course, the wing generators, and I also have the shipping containers and shipping container buildings. So these are all things that grew out of my product line, and I think are very essential. I'm probably not going to be adding any other products because I'm very busy with these. The wing generator, that's what I work on primarily on my what I call my free time. I don't have any free time. I also have a new book that was just released, the Planet X Update 2020. And normally I would not have done this, but the timing was right. We are now exactly 30 years in May. In fact, the date of release of this was May 27th, 2020. It was exactly 30 years to the date that Robert Harrington of the Naval Observatory discovered the Planet X object that they were looking for in the NASA contract. And so the history of this became very bizarre. So I'm not going to go into the details here. But this new book updates the history with a lot of information that I've learned in the past and puts this into perspective, because it's one of the most disinformation, that's all I can say, of any topic I've ever experienced in my life is the topic of Planet X. There is a real story. There was a real object discovered, and its history has been completely obfuscated, blown out of proportion with tremendous amount of disinformation. So that book is timely. And like I say, if it weren't for that specific date, I would have waited probably 6 months to release this, because I'm so busy with all of the other projects that I'm working on. And so you might want to look into also community growing towers, a garden that the community works with. So that's something that's happening quite a bit today. I'm seeing communities, groups of people organizing so that they have a source of food and clean water and energy, etc. So very important. I mean, these are issues, but the first thing you have to do is you have to sit down, and I would take a piece of paper. Now, this is the way I do it myself. If I'm going to plan something, I take a piece of paper, I draw a line down the middle, and I start making categories. And then I create action items, and then possibly different people would be in charge of different points, action items on your list. But the idea is that you should have a plan. And this plan should not be out of fear. It should be a plan based on a positive attitude moving into the future. Take the advantage of what's going on right now, because maybe this is a wake-up call for a lot of people. The coronavirus, the Black Lives Matter rioting and all of this, maybe this is a wake-up call for people that you're going to have to move into some kind of different lifestyle. And so I'm not saying sell your house and move to a farm. I'm just saying you have to, everybody has to find their own route to, in a sense, morph into the future. How are you going to take care of yourself, your family? And these are real issues, because the society that we had before is, let me tell you, they're not going to let it go back. The people that are in charge of this destruction of our way of life, they're not going to let this go. So I'm up against the last break here, and so I just want to thank Daniel and the staff at the Power Hour for letting me be the host here. Thankful for Jim Fetzer to come on, a guy with a lot of experience and a lot of astute intuition and insight into the problems that we're facing today, because there's so much, there's just massive misinformation out there. Everything you see is filled with massive misinformation. So with that in mind, just take my advice, sit down with the people around you, plan out a future, and like I say, do this in a positive sense, because it should be something that you enjoy doing and moving into the future. This is Jim McCanny, once again sitting in for Daniel Brigman at Power Hour. We'll talk to you soon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.